Every year, Alaska's congressional delegation is invited to address the AFN convention, and today was U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's turn. She's stuck close to the theme of the convention, heroes in our homeland, but as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, she did mention a few of her own accomplishments.
Like Senator Dan Sullivan did, Murkowski kept her speech focused on Alaska Native heroes. But while he mostly discussed military veterans, Murkowski put more emphasis on the civic and cultural leaders. She reeled off scores of names: Sidney Huntington, John Baker, Pauline Carlow, Georgiana Lincoln, Rosita Worrell. Murkowski recognized leaders in community health, suicide prevention, education, and one pair of exemplary parents.
These are heroes, each and every day making a difference. One person saying, I can do something to change the direction.
Murkowski also endorsed a passionate cause permeating this year's convention.
My list of heroes includes friends in the interior and across the state who seek justice for the Fairbanks Four. We will continue with that.
During her speech, a dozen or so demonstrators came in, some in animal costumes. They held subsistence and climate-related signs like, "Don't roll the dice with my ice," and "Ichthyophonus is upon us." That's a fish parasite. They were soon asked to leave. Murkowski did highlight some of her work in the Senate, including a provision in a bill that would require school districts and the state to give more deference to Native communities. And she talked about her support of a bill to restore the Voting Rights Act. With help from Daisha Eaton in Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin in Washington.